to advise you that anything that I say this afternoon will be on our website, which is ethnicphysician.org. And you can find out about our ethnic physicians, how they formed. So I'll give you a brief overview, but you can get more details on what I'll be presenting to you. If you want to know about the California Medical Association Foundation, we have a website that is calmedfoundation.org. The network of physicians organizations was established in 2001. We brought together in California 41 ethnic physician organizations to voice their concerns over threatened cuts in healthcare services in Los Angeles. We felt that in the communities that were served by ethnic physicians, major cuts were going to be devastating to the health disparities. And so in Los Angeles, the cuts were extraordinarily high, including hospitals, health centers, and we felt that ethnic communities were going to suffer the most. So under the leadership of a past president, Dr. Roland Lowe of the CMA, which is our parent organization, the California Medical Association, and past CMA Foundation President, Dr. Frank Staggers, they felt it was important that ethnic physicians have a voice in the cuts that were being made all over California. And they felt that they would be more effective if they would be collective. And so they felt that they contacted their colleagues in various ethnic physician groups that they knew of at the time. And they brought them together and said, collectively, we're going to be able to have a greater impact. So this group coalesced and came together, and they created a mission so that as they went and talked to various people about the impact of health disparities and also having a visible voice, they wanted to have their mission defined. And it was to create an empowered, unified voice of ethnic physician organizations to promote diversity, access, and quality in California's healthcare system. The vision was actually optimum wellness and equality in healthcare for all. They felt that, you know, in California, where 53% of the population is a minority, we are the majority, and so therefore it needed to be recognized if each individual group went forth as a single voice, that 53% looked smaller. And so they felt that they needed to really press for optimum wellness and equality. And so that was their vision, that when they got through this campaign, that that was what they were going to be doing. And so as time went on, and after the first year, the group grew to 40 ethnic physician organizations in California. And they, as I mentioned, they did their mission, and they created a structure and goals. And they began regular meetings of the leadership. They appointed leadership amongst themselves. Again, with the support and coordinative infrastructure of the California Medical Association Foundation. They began the formal infrastructure consisting of a steering committee composed of volunteer representatives from each of the member organizations. Collectively, once these groups were together, they represented over 20,000 ethnic physicians in California. So their voice was becoming stronger and stronger as they coalesced and began to define what issues needed to be addressed in California for health disparities. And this is a list of the group, and again, this is on our website, of the various ethnic physician organizations. The California Medical Association Foundation is a nonprofit, so we cannot lobby, but we can facilitate and support the work of others who want to lobby and to raise their voice in opposition to legislation and other issues that are going on. The steering committee that I mentioned was developed with representatives from the 38 ethnic physician organizations. We support the activities of the steering committee. They have a workforce diversity committee, public policy committee. They have a summit planning committee and a strategic planning committee. And that is how they are structured at this point. Their activities, they hold an annual Ethnic Physician Leadership Summit that draws anywhere from 500 to 700 physicians from California, the majority being ethnic physicians. They created two major clinical areas to address, which were diabetes and a framework for action, and cancer screening resources. And what they're doing is developing resources amongst themselves and throughout California. And again, you can find that on our ethnicphysicians.org. We also have supported NEPO in regional meetings in Sacramento and Alameda County. We also raised funds for leadership awards, $130,000, which goes to support ethnic physician organizations in capacity building and mentoring. We needed to build the capacity of each of the ethnic physician organizations. Many of them had shoe boxes where they kept their board papers and they kept all of their different papers of their organization and passed it around to each president each year they were elected. And so what we tried to do was to hold seminars for them so that they could organize their structure better and keep their books and any support that they needed to have. We communicate with them through websites and through newsletters. What was really important, though, to the ethnic physicians, and they made very clear, was that they wanted to participate in the California Medical Association in a very meaningful way. California Medical Association was a mainstream organization, and ethnic physicians wanted to be able to move through the system. So we were able to have them present at the House of Delegates resolutions, which really are the policy initiatives for the California Medical Association Foundation. And these are some of the resolutions. I won't go through each of the steps. I think you can look at it, but what I wanted to make a point to you was the fact that these resolutions go on and define the policy for the California Medical Association. But the other point that we made was that we could take these resolutions to local policymakers and that physicians could have a voice in how to reduce disparities in their own community and therefore impact all of California. They wanted to have grants for minority physicians. They wanted demonstration grants. So there were the California Medical Association Foundation worked to get those grants, and we now have grants available, and we award many grants to physicians, ethnic physician groups, and other physician groups. What they wanted also to work on was workforce diversity and training, and we are working up models for that and doing the research for them on models that exist. Cultural competency curriculum, we're working with the DHHS Office of Minority Health, and they've been very helpful. Obesity was one of the target areas, and as you can see, these are some of the key areas we wanted to support. But what was really important for the California Medical Association Foundation was that we trained 300 physician spokespersons to speak in the community on these issues and the need for addressing disparities in their own communities. And so they spoke in schools, in health fairs, and it really is addressing health disparities in their own community. We wanted them to proactively encourage risk and case management adjustments. So they went and they worked in their communities, in their hospitals, to bring these things about. We are currently working on the principles for Healthy California. And these are the major principles. Quality health care must be provided regardless of ethnicity, residency, citizenship, and employment status. Health care must be affordable and accessible to all Californians. We must maintain the ability of a patient to see a physician when they need to. The high cost of health care is driven by excessive health insurance, plan profits, and administrative costs. Health coverage should include comprehensive set of benefits. Comprehensive care through basic health package must be provided for everyone, including children, the aged, disabled, chronically ill, homeless persons. Our society must recognize that medical model alone will not eliminate the health disparities currently experienced by California's ethnic communities. Healthcare must be rendered utilizing culturally relevant, linguistically appropriate approaches while taking into account the socioeconomic context of the patient being served. Public programs must be adequately funded. Health reform must include fair payment for Medi-Cal providers. Solo and small group practice physicians provide primary care in the heart of underserved communities. Physicians serving these communities is declining, adding to the loss of access to affordable health care. Efforts must be made to preserve this valuable source of health care. Initiatives to increase quality and reduce cost should not limit care or create unintended consequences. As you can see, this is really a very strong voice for our ethnic physicians. We established legislative days. I won't go into the quality improvement program because that will take me a bit of time, but what I really wanted, our quality improvement project is with small and group practice solo physicians. And we received a grant to look at the challenges they face in addressing the needs of minority populations in their communities. And so that project has led us to find and be able to identify those main issues. We established legislative days, and the 40 physician organizations are offered a day where we book legislative meetings for legislators in their communities so that they can meet them and go back in their communities and work with those legislators. We feel it's important that policy, in order for health disparities to be addressed, it has to be supported by policy that brings about change. And our experience in this process has been that the ethnic physicians have come forth and they have spoken for their people, not only by serving in their community, but by raising their voice in unison. And this experience has shown them that they don't have to wait for an association or any organization to do this. They can do this on their own, in their own communities, meet their legislators, and bring about change that will address health disparities in California.
Thank you.